In the wonderful comic strip, For Better or For Worse, by Lynn Johnson, 7-year-old Lizzie cracks open her bank. "Look," she says, "I got $9.11 to spend on Christmas." Her 12-year-old brother Michael is not impressed. "You can't buy something for everyone with $9.11, Lizzie." "I'm going to try," Lizzie states. "Well, they're going to be cheap presents," Michael says dismissively. But Lizzie responds with absolute conviction. "Nothing is cheap, Michael, if it costs all the money you have." My friends, at Christmas, we celebrate a God who gives us everything God has and is. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, says, "In Christ, God empties himself of his divinity to take on a form of a slave, a human being." The Creator God becomes one of the created. The Master becomes one of the slaves. That's the mystery of the Christmas season. Love so constant, compassion so limitless, and peace so generous. Our only fitting response to such love, such sacred love, is to mirror that love within our own Bethlehems. Regardless of the costs and demands of our own time, our emotions, our patience, and our wallets. As Lizzie understands, the Christmas mystery is not cheap. It demands all that we have. And yet, for all that we are willing to give, the more joy and fulfillment we will receive in kind.